This episode of the Kona Edge is brought to you by Wheel Science. If you're looking for world-class carbon wheels that are UCI approved, come with a lifetime warranty and shipped free worldwide, then check out Wheel Science. Get all the performance at half the price, and when you use the coupon code KONAEDGE at checkout, you'll get an extra 10% discount. To learn more, head over to thekonaedge.com/wheels to find out more, or click on the link in your podcast player now. That's thekonaedge.com/wheels.
Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
You're listening to the Kona Edge, and it's time to chat some running on today's podcast. And we head back to Johannesburg in South Africa to catch up with our next guest, the returning guest, Yulali Khosh. Yulali, welcome back.
Thank you so much. Nice to be back, Brad.
Yulali, let's talk about your run. Out of the three disciplines, you've confessed it is your strongest. You come from a bit of a running background, which is an advantage coming into the sport of triathlon. But why do you think you're such a strong runner, and particularly in an Ironman? I mean, everyone's knackered by the time they get off the bike, and you seem to find your straps. I mean, if you look at your race splits, Kona last year is a good example. I don't think anybody passed you. You made up great ground on that run. What's the secret to running well off the bike?
Sure, fitness. It's I must say, fitness and just brick runs. I almost do a brick run every Saturday after a long ride. I do a brick run just to get that muscles used to running after cycling. I've seen so many people, strong runners, getting off the bike and they just can't run. So I'm just lucky. It's like my legs love running once they've warmed up. It's like they warmed up on the bike. They're now into that cadence, and I'm just lucky. I can just run off the bike very well. I actually run better off the bike than just going out on a Sunday morning and just running without cycling beforehand.
Talk to me about those brick runs. Are they fairly long runs, or is it just a case to get used to that feeling that you do a long bike ride and you end up doing a 10 or 20 minute run just to get your body used to that feeling of where it doesn't feel like it's your legs, it's someone else's legs?
Exactly that feeling. No, it's short runs. It's 30 to 40 minutes just to get your body into that gear, because the most difficult part of a brick run is the first 1 or 2 kilometers. So once you've settled into that rhythm, you can keep on going. That's where the fitness kicks in. But I mean, the brick runs are literally just there to remind your legs, hey, this is what it feels like that when you run after a bike.
As far as run training goes, coming into the sport from a running background, have you felt that do you feel like your running has taken a bit of a backseat in training to get the other two disciplines up to speed, or are you doing pretty much the same sort of mileage?
I'm pretty much doing the same sort of mileage. I do track sessions with my triathlon group twice a week, which has really helped, I must say. Doing some faster fartleks, 400s, 800s, has really improved my running significantly. So doing focused running training 2 or 3 times a week has actually improved my running. And, I mean, cycling and getting strong on the bike also helped with my running a lot.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, you talk about being able to run a good marathon off the bike. A lot of it, the groundwork is laid on the bike and in the water, is getting or feeling good enough to run a strong marathon. Those high-intensity sessions, I mean, it sounds like you're doing quite a few. What should the breakup be from a sort of more or easier session, lower intensity to those high-intensity sessions? How many of those would you typically do a week? How many of the lower intensity sessions would you do a week?
So I would do just about 2 high intensity sessions a week. And then the rest would be more like, I love doing my long runs alone, because then I'm one of those people that really train to my body. So if I don't feel good that day, I won't push. I think that's also what helped me not to get injured. So if I wake up in the morning and I don't want to run at 5 minutes, okay, my body feels just not up to it. I run at an average pace of 5:15 or whatever. And you know what? That's how I don't get injured, because I can keep on going. I've seen a lot of guys that will, you know, the egos comes in and then they want to outrun the rest, but they don't feel well, and that's when they get injured. Whereas I'm one of those people that really listen to my body. So I'll try and push hard in my track sessions, but then when the day comes to do a slow long run, I'll stick to my slow pace, and it actually helps.
As far as favorite workouts, what do you love doing?
I actually love like fartlek sessions, where you go hard for a minute, easy for a minute, hard for 2 minutes, easy for 2 minutes. Those are one of my favorite sets.
Brilliant. Eulalie, it's been amazing catching up once again. I look forward to talking all about your nutrition strategy and how you piece that together, but we'll save that for another time. Thanks for your time on the Kona Edge today.
Thanks, Brad.
If you've enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge, I want to invite you to check out the Coach Parry Training Club. The Coach Parry Training Club is the essential resource for anyone at any stage of their triathlon journey. Whether you're just starting out in the sport and training for your first sprint distance race, or if you've been around the block a few times and are looking to take your Ironman performance to the next level, then the Coach Parry Training Club can help you. Developed by double Olympic and Commonwealth Games triathlon coach Lindsay Parry and myself, the Coach Parry Training Club is the go-to online platform for your training needs. It's like having a coach in your pocket. Get 20% off when you join the Coach Parry Training Club by using the coupon code KONA at checkout. Head over to thekonaedge.com/coach or click on the link in your podcast player now. That's thekonaedge.com/coach.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.